Let's talk about the week ahead. We have a number of items that will be flowing through the canyons of Wall Street. And the first important one, or major one, will be Tuesday, the gross domestic product second first revision. There will be one more revision at the end of March. Gross domestic product for the months of October, November, December. That would be for the fourth quarter. And that number will be coming out at very early, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Pacific Time on Tuesday. And this will be a number that a lot of people will be watching very closely. And make that 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 5:30 a.m. Pacific on Tuesday for gross domestic product. Now, the estimate is that fourth quarter revised real gross domestic product, total goods and services, rose 2.1% annual rate. 2.1% annual rate. And that would be a little better than the first go-around. The first go-around came in at 1.9% annual rate. So the consensus of the economic community thinks they will revise it up by 0.2% to a level of 2.1%. We'll see how that plays out. Also on Tuesday, we'll get the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Housing Price Index. The estimate is annualized 5.4. That's year over year. The current number is 5.3. So once again, we've seen that gradual increase in prices, which is good for the housing market in a lot of ways, especially for those who are underwater on their mortgage. If you're underwater on your mortgage, you are very pleased to see the improvement in housing prices. On Wednesday, we'll get the manufacturing index, the ISM manufacturing index, estimated to be close to the prior month's level, which was at 56. We'll also get the purchasing managers index, manufacturing index, which was at 55 last time around. Not expecting a big change there. Readings above 50 are favorable. And we'll also get a summary of economic conditions released 2 o'clock Eastern Time, the Beige Book covering the 12 Federal Reserve districts. Thursday, we'll get jobless claims estimated at 245,000 for the week. This number has remained very low, near historic lows, and is the reason we've seen excellent jobs growth. And then on Friday, we will have a speech at 1 o'clock Eastern. This is a rubber chicken circuit speech, 1 o'clock Eastern time, featuring Fed Chair Janet Yellen. Also, Vice Chair Stanley Fischer will speak on Friday. Also on Friday, the Purchasing Managers Index Services Index, and we have predominantly a service economy. Last time around, that was at 55.6. And the ISM Non-Manufacturing Index also on Friday. Last time around, that was at 56.5. All this coming out this week. So a number of data points will be coming out this week through the canyons of Wall Street.